This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Folks, we may have a World Series after all. We'll get into that in just a few moments. But first, we start out with Jameis Winston prepping for his second start with the Cleveland Browns. And Good Morning Football, he's making the rounds. If he's doing Good Morning Football, what's next, Kenny? Are we going to see Jameis in a whole bunch of commercials? Are we going to see him all over the place? I mean, think about this. It's just after one game.
Yeah.
After one game. Well, Jameis had this to say on the talk of Jameis as a big-time leader. Doesn't even matter if he's a starter.
You can only be who you are, and whatever position you're in, whatever circumstances, conditions, or facts that you're facing, you have to show up and be who you are every single day, because I know guys pay attention to that and guys respect that.
So we have obviously talked to Rodney McLeod about this on a few different situations, because I was like, is this stuff really, really soaking in? Rodney says yes. He is a tremendous leader, a tremendous orator. I heard Diana Russini on a show yesterday, and she's like, he needed to have a good game. Now that he had a good game, Jameis can be Jameis and get a buy-in. She's like, it was kind of hollow before he actually won a big game. It's interesting to see. That pretty much means exactly what you'd think it would mean. That not everybody is in love with guys that talk all the time. Jameis talks all the time.
Yep.
But he backed it up. He backed it up with a big win against a really good team and in a desperate situation. So that is how you accrue some followers, right?
Yeah, it is. I would say that, again, you have to play to be able to lead in that fashion. And like in the pros, man, you say these things, and I do think there's guys who want to buy in. They might buy in because they think that you should be starting, or you just got to play. You got to be one of the guys that are out there all the time, because a backup quarterback, you know, you can be a special teamer and be a leader, because you're going to get on the field in an NFL game. There's nobody other than backup quarterbacks who don't get on the field. You're going to hit the field in some fashion, because they need everybody. If you're active, there's only 46 of you. You're going to hit it. And so I think that matters to a lot of players there. Now that he's a starter, we can see where his leadership takes them.
I mean, they have him mic'd up before games, even when he wasn't playing. So how many guys in the NFL are mic'd up when they're not even playing? So, and he obviously embraces it. He embraces it to the full, to the fullest. Like, there are some guys maybe wouldn't be comfortable with that. He clearly is.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited about this week, because in backing it up, and it invokes a conversation that was had on the afternoon show yesterday that I think we can talk about too. Like, all of a sudden your receivers look good again. Is that because of Jameis?
Sounds like we're going to talk about that at 6:40, Tone.
No, we will get to that. Meanwhile, baseball, the Yankees are still alive, trying to fight, scratch, claw their way back into the World Series against the Dodgers yesterday. Well, there was some nice back and forth up until the eighth inning, when the Yankees were able to get a grand slam. Meanwhile, big controversy in the game. Apparently, the fans trying to get a little greedy, getting a baseball in foul territory. Here's the call on Fox.
Fly to right by Torres. Betts in the corner. Does he have room? Fights with the fan. And they're going to say that it's an out and fan interference. Betts has that ball in his glove, and this fan literally tries to take his glove off. A for effort.
Well, he won't be watching the game much longer.
He ripped it out, audio courtesy of Fox. He literally is laughing as he's ripping the ball out of his mitt.
Just trying to help the team.
The umpire came right down and obviously saw all of it, so there was no ambiguity there. Does he need to get ejected, Kenny? He's at home.
Oh, yeah,
he's a Yankee fan.
Yeah,
both of them were ejected, him and his friend.
Thought you meant Mookie Betts was ejected, too.
That would be funny.
Out of there too.
Hey, you're on the road. Sorry, Mookie. You were trying to take a ball from a paid fan.
His buddy's reaching. Get your hand on that ball.
Okay, question. It is a World Series game. This guy
resembles a Chip Chipperson in real life. I'm sorry.
He's got a great
watch this.
He's got a great look.
He is such a chippa.
And unfortunately, the slow-mo, and I got it paused right now, it's not flattering to him and his neck. He's just really, this is the most work this guy has put in, I think, in 15 years into anything in his life, was to take this ball out, and he's got this smirk afterwards. So question is, it's a World Series game. I mean, they have the technology. They could ban this guy, and he could never be at a Yankee game again. If that's his last memory of going to a game, it's a World Series. Was it worth it?
Yeah, what the hell?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Did he get to keep the ball? I don't think he got to keep the ball.
No.
Well, the ball went back.
Yeah,
on the
ball went back, and I don't think Betts was going back and forth with
him. Does Betts throw it back? Did they chant throw it back, and he throws it back to the stand?
Some of those guys have those tricks before games where some wayward balls end up going into the stands a little harder than they're supposed to, and I'm like, oh, what did somebody say? Somebody said something. Either way, come on, Mitch, defend this. This is it's a Yankee fan.
I mean, look, you said it before. He's trying to help his team win, trying to get the ball out of Mookie Betts' glove, and I can't defend this. This is not.
It's the reverse Bartman.
It's the bottom of the first inning. I'm sorry. It's the bottom of the first inning.
At least that Dodger fan in game one was just so naive and trying to catch a ball.
I know.
And that was a more impressive catch.
It was the bottom of the first inning.
Now, when it comes to – now, that was a different situation, right?
How much are those seats?
Oh my God!
What do you think of a
World Series
a seat?
Game? And yes, there
1,000 to watch at top of the first. He watched a half inning and an out. He watched four outs of baseball.
Now I wonder if the Yankees
technically five because I think his was the second out of the inning.
I wonder if the Yankees security, whether they're ushers.
No, it was the first out.
And a
it was the first
better.
Out. You're right
at the bottom.
That should be the new first pitch. You do that instead.
Oh my God, I
do wonder if they just
and the XLB. That's how they'll start.
Games. That would be awesome.
A ball out of a player's glove.
Yeah, to determine who how many outs you get in the inning.
Yeah.
So do you think there's a chance he got relocated and they were like, hey, put your hat down. Don't be people seen you on the big screen.
There's like, no chance.
Do you think
was
they
relocated.
Sent him up to a suite?
That is not. They won't even let you wear a mustache or sideburns as a Yankee. That is conduct unbecoming a Yankee. You're allowed to be the owner and dig up dirt on players to get them ran out of town, but you cannot be ripping balls out of guys' gloves. That's unbecoming a Yankee.
Boomer and Gio have to have this guy on today, right?
They have to
find him and they have to put him on the.
Well, he could reach celebrity status. Can you imagine?
Just have Sour Shoes calling us a guy.
Kenny, what if they came back and won the World Series? From three down. What if they came back? This guy, then it elevates. That broke the for the Yankees, this long national nightmare.
I don't know. People are, I can't believe the goal. Whatever.
When the World
Series.
Thrown
out of the game, we're fine.
When it used to stand for something. When we had decorum.
So, I will say this. I don't want to promote another show at the same time we are on, but Maggie and Perloff, is fan behavior better now or was it better then? I'm like, Mike Milbury went into the stands and beat somebody with his own shoe. Like, we just don't have a 24-hour news cycle. Guys used to fight each other. Like, players would fight fans. And it was a common occurrence. Ground. Yes.
They'd go over the fence.
Lincoln Kennedy. Someone threw a snowball at him at Arrowhead Stadium. He went into the seats looking for the guy.
You imagine if that guy came into the seats?
You'd be...
Whether it was you or not, you'd be running.
In the words of Peter McNeely, you'd have a big you-know-what in your pants.
So, one last thing quickly. Pretty big Ohio State game. As they've got Penn State around the corner in Happy Valley. Now, they've had a lot of problems with the offensive line. They had problems on third down as well, and Ryan Day's had enough.
You know, we have to make sure that we're establishing runs, we're staying effective, and then again, converting on third down, because the more at-bats you have during a drive, the better you're going to be. When you're not converting on third down, you're not keeping drives alive. To go 1-for-10, I mean, that's just unacceptable. So, you know, we're going to keep swinging at it because we got to make sure that we're doing it the right way and making sure that we're winning the rushing yards, and especially in this game. We got to win the turnover battle. We got to win the rushing yards. Got to win the X plays. Got to go back to the drawing board and figure out what happened in the game, why it didn't get done.
Shut up. I'd settle for a big win. A big win. Now, they've had success in Happy Valley.
They're going to try to continue to convert on third down. They're not going to just punt on it.
Yeah, I just need a win, obviously.
Shut up and come back when you're Urban Meyer.
All of a sudden, Ohio State, he's opening up his bar and grill downtown Cleveland. It is
Urban has a bar and grill?
It is coming to Cleveland.
I'm
going to
keep my jokes to myself.
So, Ryan Day, they said, even the Homer bloggers down in Columbus yesterday said, Ryan Day is looking a little on edge, and he is desperate, and he better win this game. I mean, can you imagine? Listen, there's no shame in losing to Oregon. I did say that after the game. I didn't go on one of the tirades. I just was like, hey, he's got to win one of these games eventually. But, okay, no shame in losing against Oregon on the road. You did get out-coached in that game. Normally, under normal
Dan
circumstances,
a hell of a coach.
There would not be shame in losing at Happy Valley to Penn State. You're due for a loss there eventually. Problem is, you're out of the Big Ten championship, and you could be on the outside looking in the playoffs.
I mean, a 10-2 Ohio State team can get in the playoffs.
They could, but what's your strength of wins is like non-existent, and then the Indiana game is everything.
I have a fear for people later on. I have a fear for people later on.
All right, that's it for my lesson.
Outstanding as always.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app